Welcome. This is a special edition of the Industrial Talk podcast. It's a somber Monday, of course, and we're getting the news of information specifically about Texas, Hurricane Harvey, the impact that that storm has had on the many people within the wonderful state of Texas, and of course, all of the industry that calls that place home. What comes to mind is the unfortunate signs of heartbreak. But from my perspective, looking at the news, looking at the information that's out there, I am moved deeply of the stories of heroism. They are just absolutely inspiring. The greatness of people demonstrating their generosity, their kindness, their love, and only thinking of others and not of themselves. It's awe-inspiring. It is moving. And it gives you hope. It gives you hope for the future, specifically in those areas that Houston, the community, and Texas will definitely rise for a better tomorrow, because the people are amazing. The industrial community is both generous and kind, and the focus on people and the towns they live in, they will be there for the long haul. For me, I'm proud. I'm proud to be called a member of that community. Although a small player, I'm just moved by the amount of kindness that people have demonstrated over the past few days. Our thoughts and prayers are definitely with everybody out there. Be safe. Keep your focused on doing what is right. And just thank you for all of the kindness, all of the generosity that has been demonstrated over the past couple of days. This was going to be a podcast that was going to be specific to another safety conversation, but when I went in to talk to the fine people at Safety Pro Resources about what needs to happen and what needs to take place is provide some real concrete solutions in this time of tremendous stress and strain. And so I had a wonderful conversation with a gentleman by the name of Dan Slattery, and he's with Safety Pro Resources. And so this particular podcast is specific to concrete solutions for businesses who have found themselves in a situation not knowing what to do, how to get that business up and running, and what to focus on, because it is absolute chaos over there. But you're not alone. We are here. This platform called Industrial Talk is here. And what I plan to do over the next foreseeable future is to be able to provide helpful insight into what's happening in the Texas area, news, stories of Harvey heroes, and latch on to those stories to know that there is going to be a brighter future. So my interview with Dan Slattery is going to begin in just a few minutes, but I just once again, thoughts and prayers to everybody that's out there. Be safe. Keep going. And just know that everybody out here is definitely praying for you. Now, my conversation with Mr. Dan Slattery of Safety Pro Resources, I have to just express my gratitude for their ability to be able to just say, oh, well, okay, let's adjust what we were planning to do. to what we are going to do, and to be able to do that and pivot so quickly. The individuals at Safety Pro Resources are professional, they're great, and they are a wealth of knowledge. And so my interview with them really just really discussed a lot of the challenges, or really from a business point of view, the challenges that people will be facing in Texas area. So without further ado, I give you my friend, Dan Slattery. Hi, this is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk, and I'm here with a Mr. Dan Slattery with Safety Pro Resources, and I think this is a real timely topic that will hopefully give some sort of tangible results in the disaster of the Houston floods after Hurricane Harvey. And so it was interesting because when we got together today, we were just specifically talking about the systems that Safety Pro uses specifically for businesses, but our conversation has ventured into what are the tangible steps today that one can take in a specific environment such as the floods. Dan has the dubious, I guess situation where he lived through the Baton Rouge flood. His house was flooded, and he understands exactly what could be going through the minds of many within the Texas area as a result of these floods. So, hey, Dan, welcome, Dan. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan, give me a little resume on who you are.
That's a tough question to start out with.
You work with me on that one. I mean, I think you can probably at least give me a I mean, jeez, you're a talented man. You can handle it. You'll overcome it.
So my name's Dan Slattery, and I've been with Safety Pro Resources here for a couple of years. Also an adjunct instructor at Southeastern Louisiana University in Hammond.
I was one, too, as well.
And I have a bachelor's degree in economics, master's degrees in organizational leadership and occupational safety and health. CSP, currently going through my, currently doing a PhD in organizational psychology.
So you read well, but you also are a learned man, and I can appreciate that.
Yep, and then a background in medicine, actually. Health and safety is a second career. I spent 15 years as a paramedic.
So here we are. We're sitting here chatting in this particular conference room, and everything's fine. It's raining out there, of course. And the conversation's really sort of evolved into a number of topics, and it was quite interesting to hear Dan's history when he starts talking specifically about health and safety, and how we ventured into the story of here is a catastrophic event. Many people, when I lived through Katrina, it was numbing for many, and for the human brain to comprehend is quite overwhelming. And so we ventured into that area, and he EMT, right?
Paramedic, yep.
Paramedic. Mm-hmm. And as such, you get into emergency situations, because we just started talking specifically about what's the first step? How do you mentally deal with it? And because of his paramedic background, it was interesting to have that conversations of how things are quite proceduralized. So in that conversation, we specifically started talking about, okay, we're in Texas right now, things are flooding, it's a really challenging situation, and right now the responders are in, they're still saving people. You hear stories of heroism and all of that good stuff, and unfortunately it's going to take a little while for that situation. And so my question to Dan was, is like, okay, you've lived through Baton Rouge, you've lived through that flood. What do you do first? So Dan, I pose that question to you. Now there's two components. One is from the perspective of you as the individual, but also you as a business owner. So let's sort of dive into the business side of that. What's typically the first thing a business owner needs to consider when this catastrophic event occurred?
Sure. Usually what we recommend for business owners is that there's some planning done before they get to this stage. Otherwise, you're operating in a much more reactive type of setting versus being able to just execute a plan. You know, you and I spoke earlier about how people kind of are psychologically affected by disasters, and they can become overwhelmed very easily by having a plan in place, or at least a mitigation plan, that everything becomes much more task oriented versus trying to figure it out on the fly.
But this is a 500-year flood or a 1,000-year flood event, and how do you have a plan in place when you think you're on high ground and you don't have to worry about that?
Sure. You know, that's one of the things. If you don't have a plan for it, then really you're looking at just mitigation at that point in time. You can't possibly plan for everything. You're going to have to do the best you can with the resources that you have. So really then it becomes about knowing your business, knowing which processes are critical to bring back first, being able to, to source inputs and whatnot for your goods.
So, you know, what was interesting, one of the things that Leaf Services did a lot of work in the Baton Rouge area, specifically for the flood and responding to the flood, what was really quite obvious are the amount of businesses that were really stressed because the people were just not there anymore, or they couldn't get to the place, or whatever. So the business, from a revenue point of view, has just dried up. So talk to me a little bit about what we briefly mentioned from a business perspective of what needs to take place.
Sure. So really, from a business perspective, I mean, usually supply chains may have to be sourced different, especially if you have a lot of goods or a lot of inputs for your products coming locally. The big focus that we talked about that you don't have as much control over is how do you handle your people, right? How do you support your people through that? Because not only are you having trouble with your business, but chances are the people that work for you live close by, and they're also going to be having trouble as well. They don't, you know, just because the business may have suffered some type of catastrophe, those people at home most likely did as well. If you took a foot of water or 2 feet of water in your business, chances are those people had 3 to 5 feet of water in their house. And not only are they trying to deal with getting back to work, but they're also trying to deal with, how do I support my family through it? How do I continue to feed them? How do I continue to make sure that they're taken care of, despite everything else?
Yeah. So in the case of Safety Pro Resources, I think Lance Rue, the owner founder of Safety Pro Resources, from what I understand, he contacted, reached out to everybody.
That's right.
And said, hey, do you have food and water? When you start talking about Maslow's hierarchies of need, it gets down to the base level, because you're right. I would suspect that many, and of course it is, the uncertainty, the fear, the anxiety, all of that, those emotions, and are just running rampant. And here's an owner, or someone that just says, I care about you.
Right.
And many people are looking specifically just for something to sort of hold on to, and it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And so in the case of Safety Pro Resources, food and water, the support.
A lot of times, it's going to start with communication from your organization. What level of the organization are you going to have reaching out to your employees? In our case here, since we were relatively small, Lance, our founder, was able to, was able to communicate with all of us early and often, and did that, and was really a source of support, even though that nobody really knows what they can do to help everybody in that situation. Sometimes just reaching out will help the organization demonstrate leadership and commitment to their personnel during situations like that.
I want you to relay a story that when the event took place here in Baton Rouge, and you're sitting in your house, and you were telling me the story about you hanging out and doing all that stuff. Tell me a little bit more about that. I think the people would be interested in seeing what you were thinking.
Well, sure, it's kind of different. When we were talking earlier, mentioned that I had spent a fair portion of my life, you know, watching mainstream media news, and that watching people go through a similar situation, wading out of homes or wading out of areas and in waist deep or chest deep water, and it was always very difficult for me to understand on the other side of the TV screen.
So you're sitting there, you're going, why
did they wait so long?
Why are you sitting around there? You see the water, you see the, what's going on?
That's right. It is difficult to understand. On the flip side of it, though, there's when you start taking water in your house, you never really believe that it's going to continue to keep getting worse and worse and worse. So there's a tendency for people to stay until they absolutely have no choices, or somebody's able to break them of that.
And we were talking specifically about just that hope that it's going to stop. It's not going to get that. I'll be fine. And we find a lot of people who have and the actual processing of just the information that's coming in and thinking, my gosh, I the flood of emotions that are coming in. And it took somebody, a friend of yours, to saying, hey, Dan, it's time for you to leave. It's time for you to, you know, get to higher ground and be safe. And it was sort of a relief that somebody said, oh, okay, I can do that. I can make that decision.
That's right.
Well, I think that I can only imagine what it's going to be like in the Texas area, and I know that there's a tremendous amount of stuff that's going on right now, and the emergency responders and all the people who are supporting, and it brings out the best in people to see what is taking place. So when we start talking about a business, and so here's a business, 100% of their people probably are not going to be able to buzz on into that business. As a business owner, what do you think you should start looking at the very first outside of the people and making sure that your people are good no matter what happens?
Well, the challenges are very similar to starting up a business. In the case where your supply chain is disrupted, where are my my inputs, my raw goods going to come from? If I can't come from locally. And then also maybe the bigger problem is, how am I going to handle a temporary labor situation where I don't have availability of my and access to all of my people, and I'm still forced to support them, but still we're going to try and bring the organization back online and back into at least a partially functioning status as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and I would imagine that a big driver would be to, how do we begin generating revenue as a result of that as quickly as possible? Those are really challenging situations, and I want to continue to sort of hold on to that. We're going to take a break here, and then what we're going to do is going to talk a little bit more about Safety Pro Resources, their processes, and I think that there's some really interesting stuff on the other side. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon. Some of the information that we're going to be talking a little bit about also is just helpful information, and I came across an article here, and it's just a bunch of numbers, but it's very important numbers, and I know that I'll be posting this out on the industrialtalk.com website, as well as leafservicesllc.com, and general numbers that are important. And I know that the information that we have been receiving is that the 911, they're not answering because they're pretty much overwhelmed. And so that leaves you with some additional numbers that might be of services. So what we have is the City of Houston's emergencies, and that would be 311 or 713-837-0311. The number for FEMA is 1-800-525-0321. For Harris County, that's 713-755-5000 or 5000. Office of Emergency Management, that's 713-881-3100. Houston's American Red Cross, 713-526-8300 or 866-526-8300. For flood control, 713-684-4000. For Houston Transtar, Transportation and Emergency Services, that's 713-881-3244. You can also go out to all of the social platforms that exist today. Twitter's been absolutely fantastic, as well as you've got Facebook, as well as anything out there on LinkedIn, a tremendous resource for information. And keep up the good work, and look forward to continuing to provide some additional information. Now, back to our interview. Okay, Dan, we're back, and really appreciate that candidness. Now, to summarize specifically for a business that is in the Houston area and is going through this catastrophic situation, and granted, I mean, we've all, unfortunately, being in this particular area of the world, we've gone through a lot of these challenging environments. But as a business owner, as a part of Safety Pro Resources, the number one thing, the number one focus, the number one driver is, of course, people. Right.
Right.
Without the people, you're not going to benefit anybody. You're not going to benefit getting it back up and running. So there's got to be some strategies around supporting and caring of that your workforce. And if there is a necessity for certain temporary resources, you got to do it, because the driver, of course, is going to be something like I've got to start generating revenue. And if I start generating revenue, then I'll be able to support my team, mm-hmm. right?
That's
so
right.
So one, support the people. Two, figure out as critically as you possibly can how to begin generating resources and getting the people in line to be able to do that. And then from there, at the same time, some critical processes. What is it? Get them back going.
Right.
And you know, this is a dynamic situation, and it's all wonderful coming from words on a podcast, but is there anything else within that support the people, try to get that revenue started flowing again, and then critical process implementation and getting that back up? Is there anything else that needs to be a part of that?
Right. Well, the big thing is in any situation like this where you're responding is communicate. You have to communicate with your people internally. You have to communicate with your customers externally, because even though if you've experienced a disruption, chances are you've got local customers that have also experienced a disruption. And depending on your business model, depending on what your organization does to function, you may have a role in helping your customers or your vendors recover as well. We're kind of all in, you know, we talked about systems earlier, and everybody's kind of interconnected, right? You know, you have from your vendor to your, you know, to what your organization does to your customer, right? Everybody has a role in everyone else's business. So if if you're not addressing key pieces and you're not talking to those people and you're not getting the good information or being able to assist, oftentimes with those organizations as well, your recovery can be a little prolonged.
So communication is everything, specifically in a chaotic environment such as what they're dealing with in Texas. So that's a good point, because you're not experiencing this in a vacuum,
right?
And two, there are people that are just same thing. They're looking for solutions. They're looking for help. They're looking for the same thing. If you're dealing with other businesses, they're going to do the same thing as you are.
That's right.
And as you increase that network through that communication channels, the greater likelihood of success.
And it gives you a real opportunity as a business owner to strengthen those bonds and those relationships, not only with your vendors, but with your customers as well.
And I just to point this out, I believe that Safety Pro Resources have already begun to reach out to many of the people just to make sure, hey, are you okay? Do you need help? What's going on? It's very very supportive in that sense.
Sure, and it was last year during the flooding situation as well. There was pretty much every day that we were out of the office. Either the employees were in the management were communicating with each other in one form or another, and we knew pretty quickly who had trouble during the flooding and who didn't, and it was important to be able to be able to help with resources. I know there was people that showed up to help me as well as other people that were affected by the flood from the people that weren't.
To summarize, first is it's just really the focus on the people, making sure that they're okay, making sure that they got food and water, making sure that because they're going to be going through a lot of emotional ups and downs, and who knows what's going on, because it's challenging too. You got to start really talking about communication. I'm gonna slip that up to two. Communication, not just with your employees, but your vendors, your customers, as quickly as you possibly can, and begin to develop that network of support and guidance, and see how everyone can definitely help everybody else, because that's really where we're at.
That's right.
And then of course the third is revenue. Try to get that revenue up and running as quickly as you possibly can, and that is also contingent upon getting your critical processes up and running as well. And so in the case of time, you compress the time as much as you possibly can to begin that rebuilding, because it's going to take some time. Once again, I'd like to thank Dan Slattery with Safety Pro Resources for being so flexible and willing to adapt to the situation at hand with the situations that are taking place in Texas. They are a fine group of people. Hospitality is off the charts. I would highly recommend that you contact them. We're going to continue our series probably next week or so to discuss more of their processes that they currently use. But for the most part, I really appreciate them giving me their time. You can find more information about them at safetyproresources.com. You'll have every bit of information that you definitely want to know. And then once again, we just want to offer our prayers and thoughts to all the people of Texas and in the Houston and the surrounding communities. Keep fighting. Do not give up. Your stories, the images that are coming out of there are inspiring. And I'm just proud to be a part of that wonderful community. Once again, thank you very much for listening. Please forward this podcast on to people who need to hear it. And I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Thank you very much. Have a great, safe day.